my last commentary delivered in March, I focused on critics of the Green New Deal and explained why the demonization of federal budget deficits was a red herring, which should not be considered seriously when discussing the pros and cons of that series of proposals. Recently, some economists have published a study which explains how to institute the Green New Deal utilizing the methodology of Keynes from 1940, showing how Britain could pay for World War II. The analysis says that the issue is not how to find the money to pay for the Green New Deal. Instead, the government needs to devise ways to move resources, now using fossil fuels for energy, to the sustainable technologies. In 1940 Britain, resources had to be moved from the civilian economy to the war economy. There was never any problem of finding the money needed to finance World War II. The trick was that once all the unemployed people went back to work, where were all the rest of the workers needed for defense production to be found? How were resources previously used for civilian production to be redirected? The same principle is at stake in instituting the Green New Deal. And the stakes, as I argued in March, are even more important than they were during World War II. If Hitler had won the war, humanity would have survived, even if under the tyranny and genocide of the Nazis. If we do not stop global warming from blowing past the 2 degrees Celsius barrier or the 4 degree barrier, it is possible all of humanity will be killed off if enough methane gas escapes into the atmosphere. The changes required to our system of generating energy require massive transfers of human and physical resources. There are millions of people employed in fossil fuel industries all over the world. Cutting back and ultimately eliminating all energy production from fossil fuels will require relocating these people to other equally good jobs. This is necessary based on simple justice. It wasn't the coal miners, the oil drillers, the refinery workers who spent decades misleading the people about the so-called hoax of global warming. No, that was done by slick PR firms, aided and abetted by intellectuals selling out their grandchildren for 30 pieces of silver. Silver provided by executives of fossil fuel companies, even as their own research departments were revealing that, yes, the scientists warning about global warming were right. There is a special place in hell for all the individuals who helped delay for over 40 years any serious action to combat global warming. But it was not the workers in these industries that committed these crimes. Also, the effort to create new jobs is politically necessary. The climate change deniers utilize the fears of job loss to create a political coalition to resist the efforts of the world's population to force governments to take action to protect the planet. The job promised in the Green New Deal are an essential element in order to make sure that job losses are matched by job creation. The important role for government, whether during World War II or today, is to use regulatory powers as well as the money they raise, either from taxes or deficit spending, to move resources from where they harm our grandchildren, fossil fuel-based energy, to where they stop adding carbon to the atmosphere. The government can also mandate conservation and, in cases, reduce consumption. In World War II, that was done via rationing, but there were other, more efficient ways to do it as well. Our grandchildren demand it, and we can do it if we have the political will.